Multifamily Mindset
Podcast.
Think bigger.
Woo! All right, aloha and welcome. Today's a special one, man. We got Mr. Trey Jacobs, Dallas, Texas, here live in person, bro. How you doing, man?
I'm good, Tyler. Thank you for having me. This is actually my first podcast appearance.
Freaking podcast. I love it, dude. Dude, I'm pumped to have you on, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that.
Good. Okay, so those of you, if you're new to the show, rate, review, share, all that good stuff. You're definitely going to want to share this one for sure. Trey's going to freaking wax on you today. I know that, 100%. We're missing Jackson, though. Jackson is here, but he's somewhere in the building. But, man, pumped to dive into everything. So, Trey, dude, give him some background, where are you from, all the background stuff.
All right. So, my name is Trey Jacobs. I live in Dallas, Texas. I've been out here for about 6 years. Joined the Multifamily Mindset. Shoot, what has it been? 9, 10 months?
Yeah, it was December, right?
Was it?
December of 2021.
Yeah, so time flies when you're having fun, right?
Yeah.
Previously was a user experience designer, was able to retire that job, and now I've focused on this real estate stuff with a lot of my time. So
yeah, nice, dude. Yeah, because you do some other stuff as well, right?
Yeah, so I have a content agency, so we do written word. I have a decent sized portfolio of websites and a new tech support service. So
dude, hustling, man.
Trying to be like you when I grow up, man. Hold on, show them the watch.
Just a little green dial.
Trying to be like you when I grow up, that's all.
Shit, dude, look, I feel like a baby sitting next to you, man. I was telling her, I was like, wait a minute. You can put your chair all the way down, man, to the bottom.
Yeah, sit on the floor.
Change up some camera angles here.
Tyler was doing push-ups before this.
Oh, I have to. I got to do something, bro. Okay, so business background. So you had not done anything in real estate before you came to the event, right?
So we had just started looking into, wholesaling opportunities here in Dallas. And then I came across an ad on Facebook, I think it was, about the first event. The free event. So, yeah, we went and checked it out, liked it, signed up, and the rest is history.
So were you weren't even thinking the direction of multifamily?
No, I didn't even know it was like an option. Yeah. I didn't think it was realistic, honestly.
Bro, me neither. That's what's funny. Like, before I went to an event, like I'd never read a book about multifamily.
Me neither.
Yeah, nothing.
It was just completely like out, like this is not for regular people.
Yeah.
So when they were talking, I'm just like, holy shit, man, this sounds amazing. So
that's awesome, man. Mm-hmm. So then you just went to so what was like the why? What was like the motivating, like why I want to get into real estate, or was it just another business venture?
So I've been pretty successful in a lot of my other ventures, and yeah, almost everything started with a paid course. You know, when I got into user experience, I did a 10-week boot camp and turned that into a nice six-figure job. Yeah. With the blogs, that started off with a course online and turned that into, a portfolio that gets over 1 million people to it every single month.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, it's not bad, right?
Yeah, that's awesome. I actually didn't even know that, bro.
Yeah.
Maybe I did. I feel like you have told me that, but I forgot.
I could be a little bit more vocal about it, but yeah. So then I was like, if I spend this amount of money on real estate, what am I going to turn that into? So
yeah. And so challenging? Has it been challenging throughout?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Has it been, compared to your other ventures that you've done, just as challenging, different?
It's a different type of challenge, right? Like there's so many complexities when it comes to real estate investing, right? It's not just a piece of property. It's understanding, the economics of everything. And then also being able to understand the different investment classes out there, right? From stocks to bonds and all that fun stuff, right?
Yeah, and how they compare.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That is a great point. You don't just need to know the real estate side. You need to know the other facets because your investors are asking you,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's an uphill battle in that sense where I'm literally drinking from the fire hose 10 months in, especially as the markets continue to change. So, being able to have a confident investor conversation, just it's very important.
Totally, man.
So,
okay. So this learning process, right? You go to the boot camp. And so you go to the free event, then you come to the boot camp.
Yep.
Like, what was that deciding thing where you're like, yes, I'm going to go forward with mentorship and dive into this thing full force?
I think it was the challenge, right? Like, one, this is all new to me. Like, I know nothing about multifamily. And then, you know, you're pretty good up there. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Oh,
man. So, and then I'm just like, you know what? Day two, I was the first person to sign up. Like,
I absolutely remember.
I was just like, you know what?
Back row.
Yep. Because I was late on day one. And I guess we had assigned seats the whole time. So, I like what you were saying. You were, as you say, waxing poetic. So,
you know what I love, bro? Do you remember, like, at the very end of the event, you were one of the last ones to leave, right?
Yeah.
And you remember coming up and chatting with me?
Yeah, giving you a hard time.
You give me a hard ass time. Yeah, you were wearing cool pair of J6s. What were you wearing?
Oh my gosh, I don't. Jordans.
Good pair of J's.
Something like, I have way too many shoes.
Yeah, dude. Amen, man. I'm going to my. We're at dad. For those of you watching on YouTube, we're not in our regular setup here in Maui. We're in Dallas, Texas. We're in Trey's backyard here, man. We're here touring some properties. And so it's just fun to be in a different setting. But I get out of my. I pull my suitcase out and I'm like, why did I pack so many damn shoes, bro? Like, my whole suitcase is stupid.
Same thing. I was just recently at a wedding in Virginia. I think I brought 6 pair of shoes for like a 3-day event. Like,
because you never need options.
And I wore them all.
Midday. Exactly. Evening, you get it, bro?
Yeah, man. So.
But you were confident, man. That's what I remember about you. Like, you came up at the end and you were confident ready to go into this.
Yeah.
Then I see you a couple months later at Peak, confident.
Right. Like,
challenging, going through the process, trying to learn, but I mean, you tell me how you felt though, because like I'll tell you how I felt talking to you,
right?
Is that you felt confident in your direction and that you were going to achieve.
Yeah, very, very confident in my abilities, right? And my ability to learn, most importantly. So even though, you know, everything was brand new to me, I was very confident that, you know, take bite-sized pieces out of it to, you know, get a decent sized portfolio. And we've done that with our recent close up in Overland Park. So that's one down, many to go.
The first one, man. So let's talk about that, okay? Right. Law of the first deal. So you closed on that when?
About 2 weeks ago.
Okay, 2 weeks ago,
143
units, Overland Park, Kansas, right?
Correct.
Okay, let's go through the details of that deal, okay? Okay. How did you source the deal, first off? How did you get into that deal?
So it wasn't your conventional route. You know, typically the role I play is the underwriter. So I'm there at the very beginning of the process. But with this particular one, we came in post-LOI and were able to help raise enough money to get the property to the closing table.
Okay.
So
those of you who don't know, LOI, letter of intent, that's the offer that you submit to the seller, right?
Right.
That's had already been accepted when you came on board.
Correct.
And you found out about it through the network, a network.
Correct.
And, okay, but this is what's awesome. You said that it was essentially presented to a couple of you, like anybody would like to participate.
Right,
and
right.
And a couple of you raised your hands.
Which is so crazy to me, right? Like having the opportunity to get GP on a deal, your first deal for a lot of us, and, you know, maybe 10% of us raised our hand to say, yes, I like this, let's do it. So, as a matter of fact, I shared the deal with you.
I remember right out the gates.
Yeah. So we had a nice little conversation when you were in Hawaii.
Pitched it to me, jumped on a call. Dude, I'll tell you what I respect about you, man, is that you've hit me up multiple times.
Very, yeah.
Not giving up, not like, because I'm a bad communicator. Like, I struggle to communicate sometimes, right? Lots of text. So you hit me up on text, you've hit me up on IG, Facebook, wherever.
Yeah.
Like multiple times, right?
Yeah.
That's what it takes, yes or no?
Absolutely.
What did you do when we sat down to start this thing today?
I think I put you in a headlock. And, no, I'm just kidding.
He did. It got violent in the beginning, bro. No, he sat down. He's like, yeah, man, we, you know, closed everything up. This is the details, but we're still backfilling some of the equity. Let me know if you want to be on board.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's these shots on goal that it's talking about it all the time.
Absolutely.
So many people are nervous to do that.
I mean, at the end of the day, right, like whoever I'm talking to about this deal, they have every right to say no. Who am I to tell you how to spend your money? I'm not going
to
hold
told
it.
Me, you've said that to me multiple times, too.
Yeah, it's like I'm not going to be mad at you because you are very busy, which we all know you are very busy. So,
but you know what, though? It's not normal, though, because normally most people are only thinking about where they're at and it's like, or what they need, right? So it's like, man, they must not like me, or they must not care about this, or they must not be interested, or whatever it is, dude. Whatever we tell ourselves in our head. I know I've been in that story. I know that I've done that in my own head.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, dude, it's like, this is here, there's a different perspective here, keep moving forward on whatever you're doing, right?
Right.
Always, always, always.
Well, there's going to be another deal, and you can guarantee I'm going to be sliding into your DMs on Instagram. Yo, Tyler, I got this amazing deal, $100. Hey, let's do it.
So speaking of, so anybody out here watching this, how do they get a hold of you? What's your business name? What's the best way to get a hold of you? You want to make sure that people are connecting with you too.
Yeah, so you can find me on LinkedIn, Trae Jacobs, T-R-A-E. My website, my company is Page Capital Group.
Page, like P-A-G-E?
P-A-I-G-E.
P-A-I-G-E Capital Group.
It's a family name, so.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right, we'll put all the links in the description too.
All right.
So people can connect. So, okay. So get into this deal. Challenging. One of the things I want to go backtrack to, though, you said I was confident in my ability to learn.
Yeah.
How come? Why do you feel like you were confident in your ability to learn?
I mean, I'm getting old, right? So this brain is less spongy, but there's still enough in there where I can, you know, soak up this knowledge, because there's so much to know, right? Like, I mean, when I started, I was gung ho, right? You know, and the first I did the 4 week.
Yeah, foundational course.
In less than a week.
Oh, shit, dude.
Dude, I was hungry, man. Like, and I knew I was going to be an underwriter because I'm decent with numbers. Yeah. So in the first 3 months, I probably underwrote 100 deals.
Bro.
Yeah, dude, it was insane. Slightly burnt out. But
yeah, that's a lot.
It's a lot. It's incredible, a lot. Though. And, you know, even through all that, like today, I am still learning stuff about underwriting, right? So it's just knowing that, you know, There's still so much for me to learn is really important.
Bro, that's huge, man.
Yeah.
Like, I love that. Like, you've had past experiences before, and because you're older.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm 33, man. I'm getting up there.
Shit. Bro, 33?
I'm getting up there.
Baby, bro. You are getting up
big,
there.
Big ass baby, man.
A big ass baby.
Dude, I'm 330 pounds right now. Come on.
Dude, just freak. Seriously, man. He walks in, I'm like, God. Punch him in his chest. He doesn't even feel it, man.
Yeah, no, it's ow.
But I love it, dude. It's like it's reminding yourself of what you can do. It's like, dude, it's step by step I can do this.
Right? Yeah.
That mentality.
Like, knowing you can is half the battle.
Yeah.
So.
Well, because knowing you can keeps you going forward. Do you want me to tell you some crazy stats?
What's that?
Okay. First off, those people who register for that free event and actually show up, it's only 20% who show up. Those who go to that free event and then go to the boot camp, probably about 20% as well, right around there. But those people who leave the event, right, and they start in the mentorship, do you know what percent of people finish the four-week foundation? Just shot in the dark. These are people that have spent a good chunk of money to get mentorship with our program.
I would hope like 90 plus.
Flip.
10%?
Less than 20%. Less than 20, it's like 15% of people finish the 4 week, bro.
Really?
Serious, man. Isn't that crazy to you, though?
That's insane.
Okay, so that's just that side. You finished it in a week. It speaks volumes about you. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm out here and these are the kind of things that I look for when I go to passively invest or partner with anybody. It's like that stick-to-itiveness, that resiliency, and that, like, it has nothing to do for me, and I'm dead serious about this, has nothing to do with experience. Experience is great. Track record is awesome. It's not nothing. Those things are important, okay?
Right.
But it is, are you going to stick to the shit that you've committed to, right? Are you going to do the basics, right? And those basics are hard. Like, it's hard to get through them, right? Because it takes consistency
right.
to get through.
Right.
To underwrite 100 deals and what span of time?
It was like 3 months, man. You should see my Google Drive. It's
But the learning from all that.
Oh, so much. So much. And like I said, like I work with Jordan a lot with the underwriting, and she's still teaching me stuff. Like, it's just insane. There's so many complexities, right?
Yeah.
And even throughout all of that, I still have questions for Jordan that we talk on our weekly calls about. So.
Dude, I love it, man. But it is, though, dude, because, like, when does learning stop? Learning never stops. I look back a couple years ago, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, dude, I was freaking winging it back then.
Right.
But I'll look back. You'll look back a couple years from now and be like, oh, my God, we were winging it back then. It's like, that's what growth looks like.
Right, know? Right. I'm ready, too. Man.
Yeah.
Like, sign me up.
Dude, exactly, man. I want to look back and say those kind of things. If I don't look back and say those things, it means we haven't grown, you know?
Right.
That's it. Okay, so I want to talk about the mindset aspect.
Okay.
Because obviously challenging, going through, stumbling blocks, learning all these kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
How's the mindset? Has your mindset changed since joining MFM, multifamily mindset?
Yeah, I mean, there's always the ups and downs, right? You know, you're not going to be 100% all the time.
Yeah.
It's impossible, especially after underwriting all those deals and making it to best and final only a handful of times, yeah. right? So I think it's very important just to look at this as a long game, right? This is a marathon. It isn't a sprint. Yeah. And you know, just understanding that there's so many properties out there that have my name on them. They just aren't for sale yet. And they will be.
I freaking love that.
You know?
Man.
So, you know, I talked to, you know, Kim, right? Kim
McCall. Yeah, of course.
Their whole family, right? Like, when I talk to Kim, man, they've gone through a lot in the last couple months, but she is always so freaking upbeat, you know?
Totally,
and that's
dude.
Just like makes me like, you know what? Maybe this isn't as bad as I'm making it out to be. So, shout out to Kim McCall. It's my dog.
Oh, I love her, man.
Yeah.
I love her. It's funny that you say that, man, because she sent me a Marco. I was just listening or watching a Marco Polo.
Yeah.
Like right between lunch and getting down here.
Yeah.
I love Kim. Kim, DJ, both are amazing people.
Have I ever sent you a Marco?
I don't think so.
I downloaded it just because somebody told me that's how you communicate. I never did it.
Send me a Marco,
dude,
bro.
I think I still we'll work on that.
We'll get there, dude. Okay. So advice for people, right? Advice for people starting out in the space. Any advice that you would give them?
I think grace, right? I mean, it's not going to happen really fast for most of us.
Yeah.
There's some people in the network who hit the ground running and the stars aligned and they are doing great things really early. But for those of us, you know, I think I'm in, you know, month 9, 10, 11, you know, I'm just now getting on my first deal. There was a lot of grace.
Yeah. When you say grace, what do you mean by that? Grace with yourself?
Grace with myself. Absolutely. Yeah. It's me versus me, right? You know, I do tell myself a lot. I don't compare myself to others, but it's, you know, anything you can do, I can do better.
Yeah, dude.
You know, so it's like, how do I do better? And when I don't do or I don't hit the marks that I'm aiming for, hey, grace.
Bro, you learn that so much quicker than I learned that in my life, and definitely within the industry. Because it took me a while, man, before, like, I would look at people that was in the same class as me, right? And then all of a sudden they're achieving more than me. And I was like, I felt like this in the beginning. I'm serious. Like, I felt like this. It didn't encourage me. It discouraged me. You know, I'm like, oh my God, man, they must. But here's where my mind went. Oh man, they must have other connections that I don't have. They must have something that their family must. Like, that's what it was.
Yeah.
That's literally what for me, that's what it led to.
But if we're being real, sometimes that is the case.
Sure.
But understanding that and you know, making sure that you're not so hard on yourself because you don't have those connections, that's really important.
That's
you know?
Yeah, that's grace, huh? But you know what I ended up doing?
What?
I started reaching out and I started studying mindset. That's honestly what I started to do. I started reading tons of mindset books.
Yeah.
And what I realized, and then I started reaching out to these people and be like, hey man, you're killing it. Like, what have you been doing? And what I realized is, yeah, some of them do have connections that I don't have. And that's life, dude.
Yeah.
Everyone has different advantages.
100%.
You know? But then what I really realized is that they were doing shit that I wasn't doing.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing things that I wasn't doing. Like
what? Give me an example.
Like networking, bro. It was one of the biggest things that they were doing that I wasn't doing.
Right.
I'm honestly, I'm not a big fan of networking. I don't love to go. I'm serious, man.
There's no way.
You really? Ask Ryan or anybody, I'm actually very much an introvert. Like, you see me at my events, but I'm dead serious, bro.
Absolutely no way in hell that Tyler Devereaux is an introvert.
I'm an extroverted introvert.
Okay.
Here's what happens, okay? If I am, so if it's my event, right? And I'm up on stage, I'm speaking, I'm teaching, very much there. But if I'm at an event as an attendee,
yeah,
I very much fall into the, just kind of into the abyss because I don't really put myself out there very much.
That's actually really funny because when you were at the Grant Cardone event,
yeah,
I saw the picture and then I like zoomed in and you are in like the back row and it's just like the top of your forehead.
Just the top of my dome peeking out. Dude. Yeah. It is
and
though, man.
I think I sent it to
it's
you.
It's like, it's funny because I've actually chatted. I just recently did a podcast where I chatted about that event and going to that event and how, but here's the thing, man, putting myself in the room, right? It was a different event that I had been in or at. And I remember going there and being like, man, I don't really know how to approach this event or how to get the most out of this event. And I did not get the most out of that event. But you know what? Now I know how to get the most out of that event.
Yeah.
Because I put myself in there and then I reflect back and I'm like, shit. I should have done this. I should have done this. I should have done this.
Well, hindsight is 20/20.
That's it. But then, but you can learn from that, right?
Absolutely.
So that, I got like excited about it.
Yeah.
So it is, dude. So for me, seeing how they were putting themselves out there and I wasn't, mm-hmm. that was a big deal for me.
That's your biggest takeaway.
It was one of my biggest takeaways in the beginning. And so Ryan was huge as a partner when, because I didn't initially partner with Ryan. I had other partners. I was doing some other things, but Ryan just kept pumping in value all the time.
Yeah.
Because Ryan's very much an extrovert when it comes to an extrovert. Here's what's interesting. Ryan doesn't like to be on camera. Ryan doesn't like to do any of that stuff. But a networking event, that dude is the dude.
Yeah.
How we would handle it. He would go out. He would go out into the group. I would stay in the hotel room, dude, the first half of the day. I would always stay in the hotel room, get some work done, go to the gym, whatever. Come down and meet all the people that Ryan just met. That's how we do it.
I mean, if it works.
It works, you know?
I mean, I still don't believe you, but
there's no way. It's all right, dude. I'm glad, though, you know, because it is something that I really am working on improving all the time.
Oh, yeah, man. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, man.
Just doing an awesome job, bro.
You know what? Thanks. Appreciate that.
Got you.
Okay, dude, so here's my question.
What's up?
Starting out, going to the event, starting into everything. So the advice is grace, okay? Any other – oh, jeez. Watch out. These things freaking flopping everywhere, bro. Come on,
big guy.
Any other advice that you'd give any new investors going out there or anything that you've learned that is like, man, this propelled me forward, anything like that?
Well, networking is key. I mean, a big part of how I got into my first deal was through networking and attending other events, you know, putting yourself out there. I'm still working on it. I'm not the best at it, you know.
But you do. I see you do it.
I've done it before. I need to do it more, right? Because I do blog content, right? And I'll put a new article on the site, and I should just start sharing those articles again. We have some pretty good stuff that we've put out there, right, for newer investors. You know, the grace, the patience, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. Yeah. And neither is a, you know, 10,000 door apartment portfolio.
Yep.
And then just, you know, keep just chugging along, right? Like, again, there's so much to learn. You said it yourself. You look back at, you know, a few years ago, like, that guy didn't know anything. Well, a lot of us are right there. We don't know as much as we can. But what is it? Good is the enemy of perfect. Is that the saying?
Perfect is the enemy of progress or
something like that, right? Yeah. Like, get a good foundation and just fucking do it, man.
Yeah, dude.
Just fucking go for it.
I love it, man. Just keep building upon it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So, dude, do you feel like this has impacted? Because you have a family, right? One kid?
One kid, one on the way.
I don't know if I knew the one on the way. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
How?
Dude, 7 years old and a newborn.
Ooh, little gap, dude.
I know. It's going to be really interesting. My son, Bryce, he's an empath, so he's either going to love having a little brother or he's going to hate it.
Yep. Dude, that's my little boy, Pax, man. Same thing, but he loves his little sister, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, dude, so do you feel like this journey that you've been on, do you think it's impacted your family at all?
So they know me as, like, I work from home, right? Yep. And I have all these other ventures going at the same time. So they know me as a very hard worker. I think they will be more impacted when we have that, you know, nice house and a gated community thing. I mean, it's not tangential to them.
Yeah, no, you know? Right, yeah.
It's a piece of paper that says that we own a small piece of a big apartment building.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro, yes, of course. So, it's like, I don't think that it was, your boy's the same age as my little dude, Pax is 7. But I just barely took him to an apartment for the first time.
Yeah.
And I think that was, because you know, if you ask him, he'll say, I buy apartments, right? That's what I do. Mm-hmm. But like, for him to go see it, it was like, that was the first time that I really saw it register with him, right?
Right.
What's interesting is I don't think that my kids give that shit about the house or any of those kind of things. They don't. I'll tell you, they'd like first class when we fly. I know that.
Well, who doesn't?
Yeah, right? Like, Pax would be like, Dad, you got first class? And I'd be like, I don't know, buddy. He's like, Dad, come on, what?
Dude, you're a bougie-ass kid.
Oh, they're bougie as hell when it comes to flying, dude. It's crazy to me. Like, we're in first class, and Pax is like, Dad, this isn't first class. I'm like, Pax, this is first, as we're eating a meal. And he's like, this seat doesn't even lay all the way back. I'm like, oh, Brittany, shit, we're putting him in coach, man.
It's hilarious. I expect nothing.
I know, dude.
So,
Friggin' Marley. Marley don't care. As long as there's some snacks, that's all Marley cares about.
Yeah.
Give okay. Last question I have for you, bro, is I just want to know where your goals are. Like, where do you see yourself in, let's say, 3 years? What's coming down the pipeline for Trey Jacobs?
That's a good question. So my goals seem to change a lot. When I first started, you know, I had very, very large goals, you know, 1,000 units in the first year.
Yeah.
That didn't happen. And that's okay because I've learned so much along the way. I would like to have multiple properties. How big they are, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't care. Just being able to say you have 3 or 4 properties of varying sizes is something, especially in this industry, right? Main goal, I just want to be better than I am today.
That's a freaking great goal, man.
Yeah.
I love that, dude.
Baby steps.
You know, but bro, here's the thing. It's not the size of the properties. It's not because that doesn't matter. It's what are those multifamily will never be about money for me. I promise you. Like you look at any, it's never about money. Money is a tool. Money's cool, but it's the quality of life that's allowed me to live.
Right.
Money is simply a tool that's helped with that, right?
Right.
But you can make money a bunch of ways. But like I look at the vehicle. It doesn't matter the size of the property. It matters. What am I getting from that? How is that impacting my life? How is it impacting the lives of others? Like that's the key, you know?
Right.
So I love that, man. Better than you were yesterday.
Just trying to be like you. But like,
well, bigger, don't go back, bro.
Darker, more hair.
More handsome version of me. Way more hair, you son of a bitch. Dude, I love it, man. Okay, anything? Any last send-off that you'd say to anybody out there watching this right now?
Oh, shit. I wasn't prepared for that.
You don't need one, man.
Well, what do people usually say?
I'll give you a send-off. You ready?
Should I have like a catchphrase?
You need to give, yes.
Trey Jacobs, out.
Trey Jacobs, out. The bigger, hairier, badass. That's it, dude. Hey, I'll give Trey a shout-out and a send-off. Listen, this dude, I mentioned this, but you came up to me at the very end of the class, confident, ready to dive in. Peak, confident, already diving in. Multiple times reaching out on social, struggles, whatever, diving in. Anybody who's looking to connect with anybody that can enhance your view of what's possible, this is the dude, man. If you're looking to invest passively into deals, this dude can help you do that. Underwrites tons of deals. And anybody that's told me that they've underwritten 100 plus deals, they know how to spot a good deal. It's powerful. I think a lot of times investors think, you know, like we just bring them every deal we see.
Yeah.
It's not even close, huh?
No way. Oh, yeah. Especially now, right?
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
Market shifts.
Yeah, dude, it's only like you have to underwrite a ton of deals to be able to bring those good ones to the forefront.
Yeah.
So, man, I want you to hit this dude up, follow him on social, send him a message. We'll put all the links and everything in the bottom for sure. Your blog, too, bro. I want your blog link, too.
I mean, okay, if you need, like, tech support, look up Tech Supportal. That's the latest. The latest company.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, man.
All right, we'll put all those in the description, bro. Thanks so much, dude, for coming in and spending some time.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
Appreciate it. Peace.
Multifamily Mindset Podcast.